When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, second half of the show. Always great to catch up with J.D. Pickell from On3. J.D., good to see you again. Thanks for dropping in here, and we really are looking forward to mining your brain about where we are right now in this college football season. I think most of the controversy has calmed down, although there's still a little bit of political wrangling. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm sorry to hear you're a little bit under the weather here, but you're in the red zone. It's Friday. Like, we're almost there. We'll punch it in here. But I'm good, man. Pleasure to be on with you.
So what, I mean, as you've watched this for the last, thank you, for almost 2 weeks, What has stuck out with you as we make that turn? Bowl games start tomorrow, the CFP a little more than 2 weeks away. It just seems like most of us have been stuck on one subject, but there's a lot else going on out there.
You know, I think it's probably twofold. The first is, just like you probably alluded to, all the commotion around Florida State being left out of the playoff as an undefeated Power 5 conference champion. So there's that in this box over here on one side. And the other side, you have us just going full bore towards everything going on with the transfer portal and big names on the move. And then also, by the way, we got National Signing Day here in about a week. So anybody that said college football takes a break has not been paying attention.
And in keeping up with this portal, there's so much happening and so many classes, it seems like, from A&M, Florida, classes that looked really great I don't know if they're getting wiped out, but they're certainly getting dinged up pretty badly, aren't they?
Yeah, it would seem that way. But I do think it's a thing where the transfer portal is kind of taken from everybody. And I think it works both ways, too. Like, we see a lot of player mobility. We see a lot of roster mobility, too, with these staffs. I mean, you're hearing about guys being told, hey, thank you so much, but we're actually going to go to the portal and try and improve at this position. So I think we're seeing a lot of moves from the players, like the grass is greener kind of thought that we maybe anticipated seeing when this whole transfer portal Pandora's box became more and more open. But the staffs and the coaches, I think, are taking just as much advantage as they are, and they should.
And there's a long list of really important players, but are there any that you are zeroed in on that could be significant difference makers?
You know, I think Cam Ward, quarterback from Washington State, he is our number one quarterback in the transfer portal. He's a guy I'm watching very closely because you have to feel like he's going to be the number one guy on a lot of these teams' board. And so to me, Paul, he's the one that's going to stop the music in the transfer portal musical chairs for these quarterbacks. Like, once he sits down and stops the music, everybody else is going to scramble to find a chair. So I think he's a massive domino waiting to fall. And then our number one player in the transfer portal for us here at On3, Walter Nolan, though he's taken some visits, that is a player, like you mentioned, from A&M. Everybody can use a guy like Walter Nolan. That's right around 6'4", 300 pounds. Just have to imagine he's going to make a massive impact wherever he ends up as well. So those two guys, to me, have my undivided attention when it comes to this portal cycle, Paul.
We don't know anything yet, but commitments. I mean, Georgia had the commitment from arguably the top quarterback in the country. Now, I know you've talked about it on your podcast about, you know, heading to Nebraska. What's going on there?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Dylan Raiola, five-star quarterback, is taking a visit to Lincoln. And Paul, just from where I'm sitting, you know, when you're happily married, you don't go on dates with someone else. So just from where we're sitting right now, it looks like that could be something that ends up happening if he does end up flipping his commitment. I mean, that's a massive get from Matt Rule and company. I mean, if you have a quarterback, the way I like to say it, Paul, is if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. So Nebraska landing a quarterback of his caliber would give them a very different kind of chance than they've had these last couple of seasons. Also for Dylan Raiola, if he flips, I think there's a fair amount of, you know, personal reasons for him there. His dad played at Nebraska. His uncle is the offensive line coach at Nebraska. So, like I said, we'll see what happens. Nothing official yet, but it really does feel like where there's smoke, there's fire situation, and that would be a huge pickup for Matt Rhule in his short time there in Lincoln.
JD, there was a time when we obsessed over National Signing Day. Now we have the early signing period. How do you weigh the signing period versus the portal? Because they're both important, but the portal, you're getting players that are already proven.
No, I think you hit it on the head. So we did a transfer portal show on the Onslaught YouTube channel the day the portal opened up. And I came out of the box and saying, Andy Staples, who was co-hosting it with me, said, Andy, it feels like National Signing Day, kind of round two, if you will, or Diet National Signing Day. And he pushed back and he was absolutely right. He's like, no, this is much bigger than National Signing Day. Because just what you said, those are proven commodity guys. Like, I know what I'm getting when I land a Cam Ward through the portal, or a Walter Nolan, or a Kyle McCord. Like, these are guys that we don't wonder about how they'll do when they get on campus and get in the college weight room or have to go to class consistently or away from home. Like, they're the most proven commodities as it gets. And so I think we're nearing towards a time, Paul, where National Signing Day will always be a big deal when it comes to talent acquisition. But I think the transfer portal and the way that players are able to move now from school to school, that's going to be massive. It might even be the number one priority for a lot of these schools a few years down the road.
Talking to J.D. Pickell from On3. J.D., let's get your thoughts on what happened Wednesday night with the unveiling of the SEC schedule for next year.
Hey, Florida, they have the equivalent of the Hunger Games when it comes to November. I mean, you feel for Billy Napier and company, man, the way they have to finish out that stretch. To me, Paul, I'm a little bit more – I was kind of towards the you know, conference realignment and the playoff expansion, all that. I'm more of like a college football traditionalist. So I kind of went that way, kicking and screaming and saying, I'm not for this. I don't want to see the whole, you know, classic college football world I grew up and moved around. But now that I'm seeing we got – you know, Georgia and Texas. Like, we see games like that. I'm like, all right, that's going to be a lot of fun. So when it comes to the schedule itself, like I said, Florida and their stretch in November is absolutely brutal. Looking at Texas and their schedule, kind of feels like they made out okay. I mean, I don't see on their schedule just a massive welcome to the SEC road game kind of moment. You would feel like maybe their toughest road test will be at the end of the year in College Station when they play A&M, and that'll be absolutely electric. But overall, I can't help but feel a little bit funny on our show discussing what these schedules look like here December of 2023 and speculating on November of 2024. Because I look back to this past season and we all kind of had our gauge on these different teams. In Vegas, Arkansas was like a 7 over-under win total team and went 4-8. And in Missouri, they were a 6.5 win team in Vegas and they won 10 games. So all that's to say, we don't know what we don't know, but seeing these big brand matchups, it's going to be a lot of fun when it does get here.
Let's get to a couple of the really big games. What do we know about Florida State and Georgia? Or maybe the better question is, what don't we know?
Yeah, I mean, what I don't know at this point in time is who will and who won't be playing in that game. And that's obviously going to be a huge factor in how we remember Florida State's season, because there's been so much talk around Florida State being left out of the college football playoff, and deservedly so. I mean, Paul, we were in Atlanta for the SEC title game, and I watched that Georgia team that was dinged up go toe-to-toe with Alabama. And I left that game feeling like, well, hey, they're not going to get in, but that's a top-four team in the country, too, that was on the losing side of that thing in Atlanta. So it feels like this, if you know, these are two teams that probably felt like they should have been in the college football playoff. I hope and I pray that we get the minimal amount of opt-outs from that game, because I think it could be a tremendous statement for either side of that thing, especially Florida State making their case for an undefeated season.
We're 2 weeks and 3 days away, but why don't we get to January 1st and talk about the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl? What do you think?
I mean, we'll start with the Sugar Bowl. Texas and Washington, Paul, is going to be like a video game. Like, it really might come down to who has the ball last, who gets the most possessions. Looking at Texas and Washington, just their style of play, both teams scoring over 35 a game, two NFL-caliber quarterbacks and NFL wide receiver rooms. Now, I think back to those days when they had the NCAA football video game, and whoever ended up winning between me and my buddy in those shootouts usually came down to who had that crucial turnover. I think it might be the same way in that one. Now, in the Rose Bowl between Alabama and Michigan, I really do feel like Georgia's defense, even though they were dinged up too, they were probably a little bit more dynamic than what they'll see against Michigan. Michigan's a tremendous outfit defensively, don't get it wrong, but I think with Jalen Milroe, what he does running the football, if Georgia couldn't stop him on those design quarterback runs frequently enough, I don't know that I feel better about Michigan at the second level. So if Alabama can get some explosives and kind of gain leverage in that game early, I don't know if I like Michigan having to chase the Tide. So I like the Tide. in the Rose Bowl, and I like Texas to have a little bit more versatility, kind of slow the game down in the fourth quarter, and I think they end up having a rematch in the national championship.
Well, an all-SEC final, just like we predicted. JD,
there you go.
So great to see you. Just fantastic conversation. Come back soon. We will talk to you as we get closer to the game. Thank you very much, JD Pickell from On 3. We'll take a short break here. Back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We welcome you back as we continue here on a Friday afternoon. Man is next.
Ding goes the bell. Ding goes the bell. Paul Feinbaum, the last time I heard that, I'm watching you in stereo. There's a little bit of you to the left, a little bit of you to the right. Sometimes there's a little bit of you in the middle. But the last time I heard that many people coughing, I was at the Marshall Tucker Wet Willie concert.
I tell you what, whatever I'm doing today, it's tame compared to that kind of coughing.
Well, and it sounds like you took another toke. I mean, Paul, you're choking. I mean, are you? Is this what we're going to get when Alabama faces Michigan? Nick Saban's going to choke. The University of Alabama's going to choke. I mean, you're a coughing hazard right now. I'm glad you're about 750 miles away from me, because you don't sound good, big fella. But anyway, are we at all surprised Nick Saban hires a Michigan coach? I mean, you know, all these people think Nick Saban's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But he's been hiring coaches of teams on his schedule since he got to the University of Alabama. Everybody's talking about Harbaugh out there, you know, while they're scouting teams, stealing signals. He's stealing. They're out there scouting. But Nick Saban just hires ex-coaches, and you can tell by the ones that they get the jobs because they walk in with the playbook. This man has no honor, does he? Are you choked up, Paul? Are you coughing? Are you still with me?
I'm pretty choked up. I'm all shook up.
Oh, I know it. And I tell you better be careful, because if Legend comes up in there, he's going to give you that honey lick maneuver because he don't know no better. But anyhow, Paul, I tell you, Nick Saban's just got no honor.
He's been hiring coaches. I'm trying not to step on a good call here, but I really don't understand your premise.
Well, I mean, he's been hiring coaches of all these, these named teams.
There's no law that says you can't go out there and
hire. No, absolutely no law whatsoever. But it's really not.
It was okay for Jim Harbaugh to steal signs for 3 years, and all Nick Saban did is hire a guy that hasn't been there in two.
They went out there and scouted. They had to figure it out. Just because he's seeing all these things don't mean they understand them.
It happens all the time. Usually it doesn't happen like a week before the game, but.
But Nick Saban's been doing this the whole time. He gets these names.
Are you suggesting, my man, that he's doing, that he's breaking the rules?
No, I'm not suggesting he's breaking. I'm just saying the man's got no honor. This is a gentleman's game, kind of like golf. I mean, you know, you're at your honor. But he, it's all about him. See, it goes back when he was a kid and his daddy ran that store and gave out all that credit and started pushing all those people around. And Nick got to where he thought he could push them around. And then that's what he did when he got to the college game. He started pushing people around, holding their futures in front of him. Then when the futures weren't able to be held anymore, now he's got to go do something different. But the man has no honor. And I tell you, you know, Florida State lives may matter.
Man, there's not a man in college football that has more integrity than Nick Saban.
Oh, Jesus. All right,
you want to compare him?
I'll give you one. I'll give you one. Wait a minute.
You want to compare his character to someone else?
I'll give you one. What was the older guy at Kansas State?
Bill Snyder.
They kept hiring back. That's a man of character. He didn't have to go out and hire coaches and steal signals. He just lined them up and played. I mean, he's one of the most – the what?
He retired.
Of course he did. Of course he did. He'd been there three different times.
I don't mind when you
bloviate, there you go again. You like them college words.
I think you're getting personal here. I mean, all Nick Saban did was bring in a guy. He hasn't been on that staff in a year.
He don't need him. According to the website, he was there. I mean, he's teaching,
he's
coaching linebackers. I mean, that's what Nick needs. Nick needs that edge. He just needs that little polish.
He doesn't need that edge.
So
he's the greatest
compete.
Coach of all time.
No, he's not.
You think this guy is going to make a big difference in the game?
Listen, don't obfuscate with me. I mean, let's just talk men to men.
That's good. I mean, I'll give you that.
You
one.
Know, and I got you through that laugh, and you didn't cough once. I mean, Randy, hide that sneaker toke. Don't let him have it back.
Randy came and gave me a little bourbon. That's why I'm feeling better.
Hey, Paul, I hope you get feeling better, and y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No, obfuscate, regurgitate. Johnny B.
Hey, Paul, Wet Willie, that was the first concert I went to in my whole life.
Didn't we have Wet Willie on the show once? Yeah, we had, who was the guy's name in Wet Willie?
Willie?
No, I mean, we had like about a year or two ago, we had the guy that was, I don't remember his name, but he was one of the main guys in Wet Willie.
Okay, well, it was a good
concert. By the way, I have no idea why we had him on either.
I was trying to put that together too. There's no telling.
Was it Jimmy Hall?
The reason that guy's not called on staff.
Yeah, Jimmy Hall. Remember Jimmy Hall?
Okay, Jimmy Hall. I just liked that one song they had, and they sang it over and over. But anyway, that was the first one for me. But
my favorite connection to Wet Willie was when Charlie Daniels was doing. Was it the South's gonna do it again? And he talked about Wet Willie is soaking wet. And down in Georgia, Richard Betts is picking on that steel guitar, whatever. It's a great song. What was the name of that? Was that the South? Yeah, South's gonna do it again.
We're learning all kind of musical stuff.
I figured
today.
You knew that, Johnny B.
It's just slipped me, I guess. I had something else on my mind. We got to get you well, and I sent this to you. But so anybody out there sick, two fingers of bourbon. Two tablespoons of honey, a teaspoon of lemon juice, crush up some peppers with your spoon, break them, throw them in the thing, stir it up, sip on that, and then like in between your breaks, you need to be gargling with warm salt water. That's my grandma's recipe, and that'll cure anything. If not, you take enough of it, you won't care.
Well, there's some things you can take. The problem is you're probably not going to be sitting up.
I can't hardly hear you. Hey, I hope you get feeling better and have a good
Johnny
weekend.
I am going to do the rest of the show using signals that I stole from Michigan. Is up next. Louise? Lois, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank
but
you.
This is the first time I've called in, and I have been an Alabama fan 2 to 3 years before Paul Bear Bryant come
oh
to
goodness.
Alabama. So I'm 81 years old, and you know what?
You are younger
in
Louise,
my life.
You are younger than the President of the United States.
Oh, thank you, thank you. But I think these politicians should take their rear ends out of this. This is college football, and these committee people are not going to change their minds.
No, I mean, they won't even tell us how they voted. They're certainly not going to tell a bunch of politicians.
No, but, you know, Florida State had some injuries, so that brought them down some. Okay, we beat the number one team. Texas didn't do it. Michigan didn't do it. Washington didn't do it.
Only one team, Ohio State was number one 1 week, so Michigan beat Ohio State. But Alabama had the single best win in college football.
I really and truly wasn't expecting us to get in, but when I was sitting here and they was naming and when Texas got in as number three, I told my son, who was sitting here with me, I said, "Tom, we are going to be in it." He said, "Are you sure, Mama?" I said, "Yep." And then they named Alabama as number four. And he said, "How did you know that?" I said, "I just had a feeling." I said, "Bear Bryant up there told me."
Did you ever meet Coach Bryant?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
What happened?
Oh, well, he hugged my neck, and we talked a few minutes, and we talked football and all and everything. But anyway, you know, I just think these politicians need to stay out of this.
No, I agree with you on that. I don't mind them being sincere, but have you ever met a sincere politician?
I really feel sorry for Florida State.
Well,
you know, because those guys worked their rear ends off winning their games. But they don't have the schedule that Alabama has.
Oh, I mean, Louise, when you look at Florida State's schedule and you compare that to what Alabama did.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the same year.
Got the four best teams, but Michigan has never beat Alabama, so they are going after us.
Well,
so
Nick
got to come up with a good plan.
Well, you know he's going to.
Oh, yes, I know he's going to. So anyway, but I've had a couple of people say that it was going to come back down to Alabama and Texas for the championship. I said, I don't think so. I said, because Texas has got a few little problems. And I have watched Washington. I've watched Michigan. I feel like it's going to be Alabama and Washington.
Louise, do you, by the way, wasn't that the Rose Bowl game in 25 or something? Alabama and Washington?
I think it was.
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
That's in
you
the
know,
Alabama
I
fight
remember,
zone. Remember the Rose Bowl.
They always teasing me about punt, Bama, punt.
Oh, yeah.
When we lost to Auburn 17-16.
1972.
Yeah. So you see
you were,
how long I have been an Alabama fan.
1972, you were a youngster back then.
Oh, yeah. Because all four of my sons was teenagers back then.
Now, where did you grow up, Louise?
Right here in Alabama. I was born down around Mobile.
That's a nice place.
Yep, nice place.
Well,
yep.
Thanks for sharing that, and you have a great weekend and a Merry Christmas. We'll take a short break. We are back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we are back. Gary is up next in Dallas.
Yeah, this is Gary from Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you. One, I'm a Big Ten guy, but I believe they got the right four teams in, even if the quarterback maybe didn't go down from FSU. But the question I'd have is, when we go to 12 teams, and if the parameters are still going to be the same, that it's based on the players available or players that are going to be playing. And I know we can't do it, and they can't do it, but it seems logical. You wouldn't pick the top 12 teams until after the portal's closed and everybody's opted out for the NFL to find out who's going to play. I mean, it's pretty silly to throw teams in there, and then a month later, their quarterback's gone. The question is, would Ohio State be in the top 12 with them going to the second-string quarterback? I mean, there's a lot of ifs and buts there.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
You know, I don't, yeah. And the last thing that I got to say that probably piss off most of your fans is go blue. I think Michigan's going to win 27-17 and play Texas and take out another SEC new team going out.
Okay, well, Big Blue has...
Just to be fair.
Go blue has been heard. And that will get you... What? That prediction. Yeah, go to Vegas and get your house. I know I'm betting mine. Russ in North Carolina.
Hey, Paul, long-time listeners, two-time caller.
Thank
you. Wish you and your family and your staff and their family a happy and safe holiday. May all your wishes for 24 come true. And for you cough, man, rock and ride. My grandma used to keep a bottle of rock and rye up in the counter, happening, I mean, and anytime she'd get that little tickle in her throat, she'd go over there and sip on it a little bit. So try that. On your way home tonight, stop at the store and get a bottle of rock and rye, and if they don't have it, maybe Cat Daddy can overnight you a bottle. And for I-Man, what makes Saban so great and the best of all times is he hires great assistants. And I'm not even an Alabama fan, but I would say that Saban's the best of all time. And bowl games. Some people say there are too many bowl games. My bowl season starts with the Army-Navy game right on through the championship game. It can't be too many of them because the only thing on TV worth watching are bowl games and the Paul Feinbaum Show. Happy holidays, man.
Amen. Thank you, Russ. The definitive call of the afternoon. Mike is in Georgia. Hey, Mike. Mike?
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to run something by you real quick. I was looking at Georgia's schedule for 2024, and I think it's pretty obvious that the West has been the better division of the two for the last 10 to 15 years. And now that we've dissolved the divisions within the SEC, I'm wondering what you think about how, you know, in particular Georgia, I guess you can ask this for all the teams in the East, but how Georgia is going to handle, you know, the pressures of playing more teams from the West. You think they're going to struggle with that, or you think Kirby's going to have them ready and they're not going to miss a beat?
Well, I think when you consider how elite his program is, I mean, they may drop a game. I mean, remember, they haven't lost a regular season game in 3 years. So that's an incredible record. So yeah. I mean they will be vulnerable. Their schedule next year is insane, but it's not as critical. You can afford to lose a game. And I really think Georgia really needed a different schedule this year. I wish they had had that Oklahoma game. They could have lost it and gotten back in it. But it's just almost like the same thing has happened to them in 21 as it happened a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think right now, you can debate, you have to say Alabama's program has moved ahead because of the head-to-head, but I would say those two are standalone right now, Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two best programs in the country.
Yeah. One of the concerns I have about Georgia is they, this year, just left walk through so many games, you know, against, like, your South Carolinas and Vanderbilts. And, you know, it seems like now with the divisions being gone, might not have the opportunity to do that.
I just think they had some I thought the Bowers injury was critical because injuries are part of it, of course, but I would have liked to have seen Brock Bowers 100% against Alabama.
Yeah, me too.
McConkey as well. But, right, Paul, those things happen. Alabama wasn't 100% in the championship game 2 years ago. So how often have we heard that? Let's continue with more phone calls. Bob in Tampa. Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing? First time caller.
Thank you.
I feel like I have to apologize to your listeners right now because I feel like I'm about to disrupt the universe. But if you wouldn't mind indulging me, I have a question or just your thoughts, because I enjoy your appearances on other show. I love how you're never too high, you're never too low, you're just level-headed, and you take time to think about what actually comes out of your mouth, and I love that about you. So I was wondering if I could get your take on not just what happened last night. I think when we woke up this morning that the inevitable had happened. I think it was the final nail in the coffin. I was watching the game with my oldest son, and at halftime, I turned to him. I said, that's the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
I said, I think we knew this was coming. We just didn't know exactly when it was coming. Did we all think that maybe it was going to be the end of the year? I don't think it was just about anger last night or, you know, unhappiness. I think he was embarrassed, Paul. I think he was embarrassed for his family, the owner, the Spanos, for the sure. team, for the fans. And I think that was the proverbial nail in the coffin. But what I wanted your take about was kind of the Telesco side of it. With my question being, do you think possibly, and this, I guess this has a little bit of college football implication, do you think the red carpet was rolled out, A, to Foxborough, and B, to Ann Arbor? You know where I'm going with that, obviously. I think that Bill, I guess we never know what somebody really thinks. I know he's done everything there is to do, and I don't think he has anything left to prove, but I think he'd like to bring it out on a good note. I don't know what his relationship is like with that family, but having the success that he had with Tom and now the whole, you know, starting to get traction with the, is he done there? You know, is this the end of the road for him? With what's in place over there on that other coast, would that be a good place to go? Then you've got Jim in Ann Arbor, obviously. I think we all really believe that he won't be back.
No,
in Ann Arbor.
My answer to that, Bob, is I think the two most intriguing names are Belichick and Harbaugh. I think Belichick will have a choice, and he will be coveted because of, I mean, he's arguably the greatest coach of all time. Owners don't think like football people. They think in terms of splash. And if an owner is embarrassed, like the owner of the Panthers, who's been humiliated, the owner of the Chargers, they will react. And you sit beside Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh, and that's a good way to start winning your fan base back.
Yeah. Do you think the general manager side of it was calculated at that point? Because the Bill Parcells, you're going to want, whoever does it is going to want to buy the groceries and make the food. And I think that is, you know, you have the players on the field. You have a great organization. Everything looks good. You just need the right people there.
Well, you don't know Belichick. Listen, Belichick could be the GM, or he could be the coach GM. I mean, I think Belichick has a couple of options. Most owners go for these system guys, as you all know, if you follow the NFL. But I mean, I've followed a couple of these things, and you know, and knowing a few owners over the years, they don't think like football people. They only think about how they are perceived, and that's why they make these decisions so quickly. And Belichick can win you a lot of goodwill in a community. Most owners think like they are giving the community something special because they own the team. They're not, by the way. The city is usually paying for pretty much everything. But I have no doubt Belichick will be gone. I think it'd be a lot better if he announced that he's leaving to go someplace as opposed to getting fired. I mean, nobody, when you're the greatest coach of all time, you don't want to get fired. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Mark is up next in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. Just got a quick story for you. You had a caller in earlier talking about Johnny Musso.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I had not thought of Johnny Musso since around 1974. I was about 5 years old. Lived in apartments in Center Point, Alabama. I'm from Birmingham, so I lived all over Birmingham. But we were living in Center Point at the time, and he moved in. He finished playing football for Alabama, and I don't know what he was doing. I was only five, so I didn't know. But brother, he was about nine. He took me over there. He said, "Hey, that's Johnny Musso. Let's go meet him." So we went up to his apartment. He lived across the way from us, and he said, "Hey, you know, you guys Alabama fans?" "No, we're Auburn fans, but you know, that's all right." But anyway, we came. He allowed us to come by and see him whenever he was outside grilling or whatever. And we played football in the grass area. There's a big grass area out there. And nicest guy in the world I remember. And I was only five, right? So he'd throw me long passes. And one day he threw a long pass. And I ran to one of those big green power transformers. And it knocked me out. And I remember him carrying him back to my apartment. Delivering back to my mother. Say, "Hey, sorry about this." But anyway, just wanted to share a
that
story.
Is Johnny Musso. His nickname was the Italian Stallion. Good-looking guy, great running back, and one of the more popular players in Alabama history.
Right, and again, I was five, didn't know him, but he treated us like friends. Right. He didn't say, "Hey, go away, little kids." He was just happy to, "Hey, sure, let's play some football." And he'd stop what he's doing, and we'd throw passes. And I remember trying to tackle him, that kind of stuff, while hanging on his leg and he's walking. But I'm not sure what he was doing at the time. I obviously no internet or anything like that. But I got in a big an accident during that time. He was living there. I got shot in the face with a .22 at the apartment complex. And I survived. I'm still here. That's why I'm calling. But I remember speaking to him after that, and he wished me well and all that, but then he disappeared. But you mentioned him, or the caller mentioned him, and he said he's going to meet with him tomorrow. It would be so cool if I could just contact him and say, "Hey."
Yeah, I tell you what, I will. I used to live someplace where he, there was an office area where one of my neighbors was in business. But Johnny was a a commodities trader in Chicago. And his partner lived near me. So I would see Johnny occasionally. But if I can facilitate that, I will.
That'd be great. Hey, I just wanted to mention, too, like I said, I'm an Auburn fan. I went to Auburn. My dad went to Auburn. My wife went to Auburn. She's from an Alabama family. Her uncle, Julian Waters, was a frat brother with Paul Bryant. They were best friends. Not best friends, but they were friends.
Amazing.
So a lot of history there. But,
hey, well, Mark, thank you for sharing the story, and I'll see what I can do tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Okay. Susie in Georgia.
Hi, Paul. Sorry to call a second time today, but I have to respond to Jim. But before I do that, I was calling you to give you my grandmother's remedy. Everybody's given you that remedy.
Let's have
I want
it.
To add to it, though. For your throat, you want a good bourbon, good honey. Sip that. You can even do hot water with it in lemon and make a hot toddy. But just go for the bourbon and the honey. And then also take Vicks and rub it on the bottom of your feet.
Okay.
And put clean white socks on. And that unbelievable will help you. That's because going up
that's
for your
interesting.
Feet,
I think I'm going to get all of that and more because I don't think my wife wants to hear me complain one more time about this cough.
So oh, yeah, lots of bourbon.
I may not, when I go to sleep tonight, there's a good chance I won't be up until Monday afternoon.
And to Jim. Thank you, Jim, for the compliment. That was really shocking. It was nice for Cheerleader and I and the other women that are calling. So great call, Jim. We women appreciate you realizing, you know, our value. And, Paul, you always know the value. That's why you are what you are. So, all right, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Get that good bourbon and honey, and you'll do
great. Don't tell anybody, but I've already started on the bourbon.
Oh, good. But try the Vicks.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.